Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. see stuff labeled, it starts making more sense too, you know?
Yeah, to get it out.
Yeah, you don't have to abstract it in your head so much.
That's why I haven't brought the tape over.
It's less thinking. This tape's kind of expensive, but it's so worth it, you know? It's so useful. You can put it on all your shit and pull it off, and it's fine, you know?
Scott just bought a case of this shit a couple of years ago, so we still have like a dozen or a couple dozen rolls of it at home.
Sean just orders it from his work. And so
right on.
Every time he orders it, he just order double and we'll take the rest of it. We keep it at the house, you know?
Nice.
Thank you.
up here something like a. I need this cloud cover.
Are they gonna do that again or what?
Really? Yeah. Well, it's just keeping me from getting my. I'll get sunburn if I stand here. Crossover points. Okay, so this is your crossover the sub on the low end, pull the low end out. So I use that on subs. You want to, this is your.
That's the difference.
This is the slope. Yeah, so if you want the sharpest, cleanest slope, use the LR48, the Linkwitz Riley 48 decibel slope. That'll give you your most like sharpest line on the crossovers. If you do that, like cross your subs and your tops over at the same frequency, and that with that crossover, they'll only overlap. So this is the sub channel we're working on, and I want to frame the signal to it so that we cut out some bass and cut out all the highs. You know, so this is cutting out a little bit of bass here, just below. Like these subs can only go so low. We cut everything, you know, like between like 27. I don't know those things, but you know, they can probably go down to like 32 pretty good. So then it just pulls any extra energy, like signal, out from the signal chain, and it puts less wear on your amp. So your amp can get warmer, you know, you can get more power out of your amp. By not sending that low signal, you're not actually reproducing those speakers.
Right.
So I always run a shelf on my subs, and I change it. You know, some of my subs are up to like. Down 27. Okay, these two are the same. Okay, and then on the top end, it's 48. And then on the top end and subs, these guys are crossover at 100. I'd cross them over. Yeah, I'm gonna do it way lower than 100. Probably instead of like 82, just to start, you know, somewhere in here, you know, maybe even 84, I'll say 84, start a little higher, you know, and because then we're going to go set that on the top range too,
right.
On these ones, and that's what's going to be on the bottom side of that is 84, so you got to think also like working the tops, where can you handle down to, you know.
Another thing.
everything below 50 cut out, you know?
Okay.
I don't know, 75, you know, like no bass. You know?
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, maybe up at 75 and start there and we'll see how it sounds.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah, there's...
And I just leave the tops open, probably.
Okay. But
there's no crossover pretty much in the top. The top end, you don't want to pull out any higher. Wanted to, that's how I would do it.
Okay, right now it has some stuff that's cutting it out.
Well, at 20 kilohertz,
right? Which is higher than those speakers.
It's way, I mean, it's, you can't hear that. Okay, so it's basically just pushing off to the side.
Okay, so that's three.
Four.
Should be the same. Yes.
Yep.
It's all the same. Okay.
So these are ready to turn on, probably.
Yeah.
We need this in out. Doesn't though?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Check this plugged into the back of the speaker. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Hey, Ryan.
take it out. They're turned way down. If I turn them way down on here, on the gain on here, it's as low as it could go. And so I turn them down here. Might as well just leave them down here. We could, but this is cleaner. You know what I mean? This is going to be a cleaner drop and turning it down here. Yeah, basically we're bypassing that.
Thank you.